What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let me walk you all through the story of Elon Musk and baby mama number 5, or maybe potentially 6, based on the story that we hear in this video. But Ashley St. Clair, the woman on screen, is the mother of Elon Musk's most recent child that we know of, named Romulus. Ashley St. Clair was close with Elon Musk for quite a while. It seems like they met on Twitter. He would reply to her tweets all of the time. I've seen her on my Twitter feed as well. But Elon Musk took a unique interest and ended up getting her pregnant. Now, Ashley St. Clair has since split with Elon Musk and had sort of a falling out, a massive falling out. Elon Musk seems to have sort of abandoned this child. I mean, the story is still quite hard to decipher because both are unreliable narrators in their own manner. But Ashley St. Clair made a 20-minute TikTok video that I want to show you a few parts of, in which she spills the tea on all of Elon Musk's deepest, darkest secrets. I mean, not to have any spoiler alerts, but let me just run through what is said here. The video is actually effing wild, according to this Twitter user. Ashley says Elon, one, has another baby with a Japanese woman. That's what Ashley St. Clair reports. Two, is against immigration from a eugenicist standpoint. I mean, that sounds about right. You can just go through Elon's Twitter feed and you see that. Tried to impregnate Tiffany Fong behind her back. Told Ashley to get a C-section so the baby would have a larger brain. Is that even, that's not how it works. Worked with Trump for weeks before declaring Trump support after the assassination attempt. One more time. Worked with Trump for weeks and weeks before declaring support for Trump because of the assassination attempt. Let's jump into this TikTok. I'll link it below. As always, make sure you drop a like to help boost this video. And maybe the ketamine-fueled billionaire, almost trillionaire, who was walking around the White House enriching himself isn't the most moral person. Maybe the man who bought his way into power by buying X for $44 billion and then buying the Trump campaign off for $300 million, maybe he doesn't have the best intentions. Let's watch this clip right here. I have been someone who, a decade ago, was rather charitable to Elon Musk. I mean, obviously, he's always been quirky, but in 2015 or 2016, Elon Musk was kind of just known as the space guy, and I was interested in space, of course, but his political degradation, his moral degradation over the past, let's say, 4 or 5 years has been really something to witness, right?
Get ready with me while I talk about when things started going south with Elon. My relationship with Elon feels emotionally intimate, okay? I don't really care how he would characterize it, but I'm just gonna tell you guys my experience. And by late 2023, it's, you know, we're speaking often, he's calling me, he's texting me. So by January 2024, this is New Year's of 2024, he sends me a text and he's like, I'm going to St. Bart's for a few days, like, do you want to join me? And I am like, right away, I'm on the plane, let's go. So I meet up with him in St. Bart's with, we're staying with Joe Gebbia and his wife, the founder of Airbnb. And
is the makeup part of this really necessary? Like, would you guys like me to start doing this in my videos? I'm just like kind of tinkering around with makeup stuff the whole time. No disrespect, but it's just,
at this point in my life, because I'm involved in MAGA and the right wing, like, and I'm already a single mom, I'm gonna do this first. I believe, like, the chances of me getting married and my, you know, the white picket fence and the white dress, I believe that's out the window for me because I'm already, like, stained as a single mom. But I wanted nothing more than to just be a mom. Like, I wanted more kids. Like, I would love to have a daughter one day. And I think an economic factor is a decision when anybody has kids with anybody. Like, there's this notion that, like, oh, everybody who has kids with each other, it's just, like, because they're just so passionate and in the moment. Like, no, most people who are, like, have more than two brain cells when they talk about family planning and having kids. Like, the economics of it is a big factor. That's why so many people don't have kids. And so when Elon is like, you know, you should have more kids, my only limited resource is time, like, of course it is appealing to do what I've always wanted to do, be a mom, and not have to worry about the shit going on in this economy. Like, that is just, and I don't think that's a crazy position to take. I don't think that's crazy reasoning. Like, never was I like, oh, I'm gonna make it big, this is my ticket to a Birkin. No, it's more like, my kids are always going to be taken care of. Because at this point, when I'm in St. Bart's, I'm ovulating. So this is like a serious discussion for me. And we have this conversation and my child ends up being a consensual choice between two adults. But as soon as I'm pregnant, this is when things start getting weird, okay? There's just things that are not adding up or that are different than what he had previously said to me. For example, like when I first got involved with him, I asked him, because I can read, okay? So I asked him about Claire, Grimes, Siobhan. He also tells me that there is one more with a Japanese woman. And he says that this came to fruition when these Japanese people, officials came to speak to him. And I actually remember when this happened because he was with me right before he met with them, like early 2023. And he even texted me afterwards. I was like, how'd the Japan meeting go? Because mind you, he was pretty under the influence when he met with these people. And he texted me and was like, you know, it was interesting. They just want my sperm, no romance, just my sperm. And then we didn't talk about it again until like the next year. And he tells me that he did in fact do this. So hearing this, I'm just like, what? Okay, like whatever. This is just like, I'm not even gonna ask any more questions. Okay, whatever. And then when I'm like, I'm also starting to see things like I'm starting to see that there were misrepresentations, at least regarding his situation with Claire Grimes. That just made me uncomfortable because, mind you, I'm already a mother by the time I'm with Elon. So I am viewing their interactions through the lens of a mother who does co-parent. And like there was one time where Claire was texting him, pleading for something like with the kids. And then he just texts back and he's like, I'm blocking you. And he blocked her. And like in that moment, mind you, I'm already pregnant. And I'm just like, oh my God, like I can feel her despair as a mother.
This is supposed to be your beacon of masculinity. Elon Musk is supposed to be some masculine figure that MAGA looks to. If you check Elon Musk's Twitter feed right now, he has spent all the past 3 years ranting about immigrants, saying the West is falling because of LGBTQ people, trans people, all of this. Yet when Elon Musk has the responsibility or the opportunity even to build a family, he decides to be like this. He thinks that it is his duty to maximally populate the planet with little Elon Musks running around. And you know what? That's his freedom to do so, because we live in a beautiful liberal society where people can make their own decisions, but it's just weird. He's not some family man. As Ashley St. Clair said, Elon Musk would have a quote he says to women, my only limited resource is time. So what he's saying there is I have unlimited money, unlimited this, but I won't be able to spend time with all of the children. He is literally an absent father. He is literally like basically a deadbeat dad. He's not totally deadbeat because he's running these businesses, but he is an absent father talking about how the West is falling because of absentee fathers. He is a huge hypocrite and nobody should look up to him or most of these MAGA freaks for any lick of masculinity. I struggle to think of anyone in the mainstream MAGA movement. I'm sure there are some like Republican senators or like state senators who are decent family men and care about their family a lot. But like, man, all of these Republicans in power are just shitty human beings. Whether it is Donald Trump himself or Elon Musk or J.D. Vance throwing his wife under the bus, it's absurd.
because he has your kids and now you're blocked. Like, this is crazy. So I'm just seeing things that I'm like, that's a data point. Like, I start realizing that I'm gonna have to keep my head on a swivel and protect myself, because anything that is too good to be true probably is. So I'm just collecting these data points in my head, like, that was not great of him. Also, maybe I think I'm 6 months pregnant, and he tells me, oh, by the way, I should tell you, I'm technically living with Siobhan half of the time. And I'm like, well, that's certainly a development from we're just platonic and this is a financial arrangement, but...
At least the makeup's looking good.
Okay. And I'm like, does she know? And he's like, no. And he's like, but I haven't made any commitments to her. I'm like, okay, man, this is just like weird. Like, everyone in the world thinks you have a harem. Like, why don't you just like own this shit? Like, now why am I in this weird position? Like, it's not even like I want some exclusivity with him. I just don't want to be in this weird ass position. Mind you, I am also, while I'm pregnant, or I'm getting like calls and texts about other people that he's reaching out to, like maybe 2 months after I had our son together, or a month. I'm like literally holding our like infant baby, and I'm getting a call from Tiffany Fong, this influencer on Twitter. And mind you, she has no idea that like I have a child with Elon at this point. She has no idea like our relationship, none of this. And she calls me and she's like, dude, Elon just offered to have kids with me, like in the DMs. And I'm like,
dude, this guy has got a serious problem. Elon Musk, please stop DMing women asking to have children. This guy has a serious effing problem. His baby mama, who's 6 months pregnant at the time, who he met on Twitter, finds out from another Twitter mutual in the space that he's trying to impregnate her via DMs.
What is this? Like, his DMs are like a Gatling gun of sperm. What is happening? Oh, and she's like, I don't know what to do because I love my boyfriend so much, but like, you know, I want to have kids. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So then the next time I see Elon in Texas, I bring this up to him and I was like, and we had a mutual friend, so Joe Gebbia's wife, Isabel, that I had met in St. Bart's, like, she was one of the only people who understood Elon that I felt like I could talk to and, like, confide in about certain things. So I talked to her about this Tiffany Fong situation, and she's like, you know, you should just talk to him, because I wasn't sure if I even wanted to bring it up. So the next time I see him, I do, and I'm like, hey, you know, I didn't really want to bring this up, but, you know, I spoke to Isabel, and she said I should just talk to you about it. And I tell him, like, Tiffany called me, this and that. He starts freaking out. He gets so angry at me, and he's like, why would you tell Isabel? Like, if she knows, then everybody's gonna know. Like, he's getting, like, red in the face, embarrassed. And then he's like, mind you, like, actually, I don't know if I can say that. But he starts furiously messaging Tiffany Fong. I like think he blocks her, unfollows her, and is like, don't ever like share our messages, like freaking out. And then he like goes in his room, he like slams the door. He's like, if you need to talk to anybody, talk to your mother. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm not the one. Okay, so I straight up tell him, I was like, I do not like the way you're speaking to me. Mm-mm. Like, this is like right after Thanksgiving, okay? I'm like, no, like, we're not gonna do that. And so I left. I was like, no. Find another bitch to speak to that way, because it's not gonna be me. I'm in this weird situation where you fucking weirdos have told me nothing. Like, there's no, like, this is weird. And so then he texts me a little while later and he's like, I'm sorry, like, for being short with you. I want you to come meet my older sons, but, you know, I have to go to Mar-a-Lago to interview NASA administrators. This is what he says to me, okay? And I'm like, well, too bad, so sad. I'm already gone. Simultaneously, I'm just seeing how willing he is to lie publicly and privately, but like about stupid shit. Like, for example, when, you know, Butler happened, the assassination of Trump, attempt on Trump, Elon comes out and he's like, it's this moment. I have no choice but to support Donald Trump. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You've already been working on a pack for him. Like, you were already supporting him. Like, why?
It's literally all a ruse. Elon Musk was literally just buying his way into power, and it was all a con job. You don't just spend $300 million and then an extra $44 billion to buy Twitter as the richest man in the world and not expect to get some sort of return on investment. It is despicable and disgusting to me that we have spent the past decade defending Democrats from the idea that, like, George Soros and Bill Gates were pulling the puppet strings of the Democratic Party. When Elon Musk is doing this, he's doing this right now, today, over the past 2 years, and the general public needs to be told about this, needs to be warned about money in politics. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. Credit to Ashley St. Clair for this video. We'll continue to cover this situation. I love you all. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.